Nugget, one of these days, I'm going to get a really clever jingle that says, "Our One Nugget," or something like that, you know, or an a cappella or something. But I will get something to indicate that we are coming into the Our One Nugget. We're looking at 1 Peter. We're doing a study of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 2, and today we're at verse 6. Now, before I read verse 6, let's just remind ourselves of what was going on in verse 5. And it says, "And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests." So yesterday, on the program, you realized that you were actually a holy priest. A priest set apart. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. That is worship, I think. Worship and praise. As if to reiterate what Peter was saying, he then goes to say, "As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced." That's almost a direct quote from Isaiah, the 28th chapter. And so therefore, Isaiah was prophesying this 400 years before it even happened, which is an amazing thing. There, Isaiah is talking about this cornerstone. He's talking about this cornerstone that is being placed in Jerusalem. And that cornerstone, beloved, I believe, is Jesus. "I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor." Well, Jesus was chosen for great honor. "And anyone who trusts in him..." Anyone who trusts in him, anyone, beloved, listen to me today, because this is really important. Anyone who trusts in him will what? Will never be disgraced. If you've got your Bible, underline the word never. You will never be disgraced if you trust in Almighty God. If you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a big deal. This isn't something quite small here. This is a huge, massive, mahoosive deal. I spend most of my time talking on three things. Number one is the love of God, or the Father heart of God. Number two, forgiveness. And number three, trusting in God. Those are the three subjects I spend most of my time on. And it seems that God has given me this ministry to spend my time in those areas. I went into a church once, some time ago, to preach. And I said, "Hands up. If you trust in God." Actually, no, I asked them to stand up. I said, "Stand up if you trust in God." Quite a few people in the church stood up. In fact, I would say 7/8 of the people in the church that morning stood up. So they're standing on their feet. And I said, "Okay, thank you, sit down." And they sat right down. And I said to them then, I said, "Hands up if you are in fear, if you have fear of anything." And I'm talking about anything, mice, rats, spiders, whatever it is. If you're frightened of something, if you have fear of something, stand up. Guess what? 7/8 of the church stood up again. And I said to them, "Okay. Now, if you said the word to me just now, 'I trust in God,' stay standing on your feet. If you didn't, you can sit." And about three people sat down. There were many people standing who said that they trust God and they also had fear in their lives. And I said to them simply, "Sit down." I said, "If you trust God, there can be no fear in your life. Fear and trust do not go together. It is impossible to trust in God and yet to fear something. It's not possible. Beloved, we take the word trust in a very glib way. Within a marriage, trust is the most important ingredient, I think. Because if one of the couple does not trust the other, there can be no relationship. It's impossible. Because the other one will always be looking over their shoulder to see what the other one is doing, because they don't trust. That's the point I'm trying to make. And anyone who trusts in him, I believe that to be Jesus, anyone who trusts in Jesus, anyone who trusts in God, anyone who trusts in the Holy Spirit will never be disgraced. But you have to have that trust in the first place. And trust is part of the relationship. You see, I just mentioned husbands and wives. Well, let's take that a stage further. If one in the couple does not trust the other one, or if they both don't trust each other, you know in your own heart, you know what I'm saying is right, and you know that there is no relationship. There cannot be a relationship without trust. So therefore, I beg this question to you today. How can there possibly be trust? How can there possibly be, a relationship with the Lord God Almighty if you don't trust him? How can there be? When I was a kid, I used to sing a chorus and it said, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You must trust and obey." Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Beloved, trust is vital. And I know if I were to say to you right now, "Do you trust God?" I know you'd stick your hand up and say, "Yes, I know you would." So I'm not trying to say, "Do you trust God?" What I'm trying to say to you is, do you trust God? Do you trust in him? Let me put it this way to you. You have no money. You have no job. You have a deadly disease. Do you trust God then? Do you trust God when things are great? Or do you trust God when the rubber hits the road? When there are problems, when you find yourself in a financial situation that you cannot possibly get out of, and the only way out of it is with God and by God. How about it then? Many years ago, I was in a situation where I had no money at all. We were skint, and we drove to church that morning, and I was saying on the way, I was saying to my wife, "Well, don't you worry, someone will invite us to dinner, to lunch. I know that, I'm sure of that, because we have no lunch at home, so someone will invite us." So after the service, we walked around saying hello to everybody and shaking everybody's hand and looking very hungry, looking quite gaunt and hoping someone would say, "Listen, we would love you to come to lunch today." No one did. Okay then, so as we drove home, I remember saying, "Well, we got beans on toast then, that's about it." When we got to the front door, lying on the front door, I kid you not, was a leg of lamb. No idea where it came from. It was just lying there. A leg of lamb. In its cellophane, all done up properly, purchased from Tesco's, there it was, lying there. We had a wonderful leg of lamb for lunch that day. You see, we trusted God. And for many years we lived by faith and only by faith. And we saw God come through many times, time after time after time after time after time. Beloved, do you trust in God? Do you trust Him? That when you are there in your nightmare, He will be there to love you and to support you and to give you what you need. Every morning now on Worship Radio 247, right when we start this program, we either sing or say the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer is, give us what we need, Lord, every day. Give us this day our daily bread. And when I sing that or say it, I mean it. Thank you, Lord. I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to go right on with wonderful music. Here's Paul Baloche. And look upon the Lord. Let's do that right now.
Look upon the Lord, standing in awe of His beauty.